of that Flash the Four.
Well, there you go, Masonians. Yes, indeed. Flash that four. Stick the four fingers into the air. The Quad Squad on a Cowbell Friday where Jordan Gaines. Yeah, the party's not going to be the same, my brothers, right? You got to show up. Everybody's waiting for you to walk in with your fine feathered hair. Take out that neon comb, Paul Calvisi, and brush that cap back. Brush that visor down now, Basinonians. And by the way, give me some cowbell while you do it.
Just letting it breathe. Three-day weekend. I'm with Jonathan, who already tweeted us. Hashtag Quad Squad. Selfie while not driving. Flashing the four. Guaranteed retweet.
Nice.
From the Doug and Wolf Show for you to get to know other Doug and Wolf listeners. And he says, you want a piece of my heart? Flashing the four for those that gave their life for this Memorial Day.
Amen.
Well done. If you ever get the chance to do it, please do it. I'm not telling you to spend money you don't have, but if you want to raise a great American, take them to Arlington. Take your kid to Arlington Cemetery at some point in their life. And it is unbelievable. I got to see the changing of the guard when I was about 12 or 13, and there's, you know, I don't know, 5,000 people crammed in there. But when I went to D.C. a couple years ago, I didn't know the blessing of going to Arlington in the rain. My family saw the changing of the guard with about 30 people. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the day, because nobody wanted to be out there in the rain. And, oh, the silence and just the shoes.
Yes.
In the rain. It was like, you. I mean, you wanted to break into the USA chant, knowing you couldn't. It was just fantastic. So, God bless our troops this holiday weekend. There's no way to make a smooth transition into something that's 400 times more or less important than talking about our American freedom. So, let's go right into Diamondbacks. And this is Bob Nightingale, one of the premier national writers yesterday on the Doug and Wolf Show, who listed Mad Bum as number one, the number one trade target, but then said Greinke's on the list, and he would be number one if it wasn't for the contract. And we asked him, do you think the Diamondbacks have to trade Zach Greinke?
I don't think they have to, but I think they want to. If they get something good for return, do it now.
And the way that works, just so you know, when you have a big contract, you're kind of paying for prospects. If the Diamondbacks offer nothing financially to another team, they basically get the lowest rung second baseman in single A baseball, and there's the trade. And people will flip out. How did you trade Zach Greinke for only that? Well, the truth is, you don't think you're going to compete anymore. Why spend the money? But if you're willing to eat some of the contract, every dollar you pay, the better the prospect you get back. Well, we talked to Tim Kirkjian today about the potential of a Greinke trade, whether it makes sense, whether it's a good idea. And he went in kind of a different direction and said, since you're not going to beat the Dodgers, you kind of sit there and say, what are you doing? If you're not a playoff team, what are you doing? But,
well, you don't have to do anything, but I think it's recommended if you're not going to make the playoffs and you have a guy making $35 million a year, and even though he's really good and can help everyone on that team with the way he plays the game, if you can get three guys in return for him who can really turn out to be something, then you really have to look at that.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you can trade Paul Goldschmidt, you can trade Zach Greinke. There's no doubt about that. And I think, honestly, if they were offered something of real value for Zach Greinke, I think they would probably do it.
And I think that this front office has been very consistent. You show that you can win. We'll go get somebody. Here comes J.D. Martinez, you know. But last year with the September collapse, why get too hot and heavy into it? And then this year, they're waiting. I think the front office is staring down the players and saying, what are you going to do?
You know what's interesting as well? I do believe the market is going to be out there. Now, they would be select teams. There's no doubt about that. But I do believe a Zach Greinke market exists, Basinonians, because I think he's rebuilt the, I don't want to say the image or his reputation, because I don't want to make it sound like he was tarnished because he had a 4.37 ERA right back in 2016. I don't want to make it sound like his reputation has been sullied because of the 4.37 ERA in 2016. And the fact that he's been up and down over, I would say, even 2015, right? Or 2017, mm-hmm. excuse me. 2017, he was up and down. I think what he's doing right now, what he's doing here in 2019, the year of our Lord 2019, I think it's gone a long, long way to easing any fear that age was starting to creep in to Zach Greinke, because we all know he's lost velocity off his fastball.
There's one team that it really makes sense, and I don't think anybody wants to hear it. And the reason why I say it makes sense is, you know, you look at the Yankees. How do the Yankees know Zach can handle being in New York? That's not a Zach Greinke type of place. The Minnesota Twins are in first place by a long shot. They're having a great season. But do they really want to be tied in as a small market team to that contract for two more years? The Astros would be a great fit for Zach Greinke, but do they want to add another contract of that magnitude? I don't know if they're ready. When you go up and down and you look at the teams that it makes sense, there's really one. The Dodgers. They already know him. They already like him. He would probably accept it as a team that, hey, I know that clubhouse, I can fit right in. And you can't wait the fact any more than 1988. That's a long time ago. And that for a team that keeps getting to the World Series or getting to the playoffs, it's clear they need
That'd
something extra.
That would be so cool.
And do you, as a Diamondbacks
as
fan,
long as we got prospects.
Yeah, if you, as a Diamondbacks fan, do you reject that openly? Say, no. No way do you do anything to ever help the Dodgers
the
win a championship.
The return of the king.
But if you're getting the prospects back, does it matter?
I don't know, Douglas. I do believe there is going to be a market for Zach Greinke. I do believe. And remember, you know, two or three teams, you get three teams, that's the triumvirate of terror for an opposing general manager that may indeed want the services of Zach Greinke, because that means you're going to have to give up something of value if you really want him. And the fact now that you got Zach Greinke pitching like Greg Maddux, there's a comparison right there. And a lot of people think, you know, and hey, listen, he's got 2 years left on his contract at $32 million a year. That's a huge chunk of change. There's no doubt about that. But if, in fact, he's pitching like this, I think teams will do it.
Mm-hmm. Take a half day with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Since we're talking about them, you can come see the Dodgers and D-backs with us. Arizona sports hosts will be sitting out in the stands for a while on June 5th. And if you want to go, we got lower level tickets, and they're only $9.87. So think about that. Your kids are out of school, $10 a ticket. And you're going to have Burns and Gambo and Bickley and Murata broadcasting live from the Four Peaks draft room. Text half to 620-620, and then we'll send you a link, and that sets you up for half-day club tickets for only $9.87. If you're in, text half to 620-620. Coming up next, have you ever thought that the Phoenix Suns organization reminds you of the Patriots?
I've been really blessed to be able to spend time with the Patriots.
Do you really think that day could come?
Who was that?
That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
We interrupt Maloney stretching for this update on the poll question.
So, which point guard do you prefer for the Suns if both are available at number 6 in the NBA draft? 54% say Kobe White. 46% Darius Garland.
I'll go Darius Garland. I think he's glitchy. Glitchy, quick. I'm going to go with Garland.
I hate it when I open myself up for a rip job. I'm going to take Kobe White because I believe that even though Darius Garland will be a better player, this is sacrilegious here, I am taking need over best available. I think what the Suns need is, with this collection of players, is more of a Kobe White style as a point guard. So I'll take Kobe White But if any of you are choosing Garland, I think you're taking best available between the two. So I don't fault you.
Yeah, everybody says that he's a shoot-first point guard. I just don't know if we've seen a large enough sample size to make that determination.
Mm-hmm.
Which is me.
It'll be interesting to see. And plus, I mean, even though it'll be James Jones, Jeff Bowers' decision, what does Monty Williams want? I mean, what does Monty Williams want to see in his point guard with his team? And this is one of the few times where I think a coach having a lot of conversations with different guys on the team will have a dramatic effect on what they do and how they stack their board. Monty Williams said something in the Adrian Wojnarowski podcast that was really different, in which he actually said some things about what good owners do.
Ownership and the leadership of your ownership is key, and we've seen that in San Antonio with the Holt family. I've been really blessed to be able to spend time with the Patriots and learn from Jack Easterby, who's now with the Texans. And I've watched the Kraft family and how they are in lockstep with Belichick and Brady. All those guys are on the same page. They don't always agree. They have disagreements, but their success and their methods were a lot for me to learn from.
That is incredible right there, right? I mean, just the fact that he's citing the fact that he's learning from this organization that is out there, because it's a professional sports organization, because so much of the similarities, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it may be, it's still this hyper-competitive world that you operate in. And can you take any pieces, any morsels, anything that you can learn from other sports? I think it is brilliant. It is just a brilliant statement, and one I've never really thought of. But a professional sports franchise is a professional sports franchise, and so many of the same parameters that are in place that govern NFL teams, so much of the same thing is dealt with an NBA team as well. It's fascinating stuff, man. The fact that he could learn and take pieces of information that now he applies to himself and how a basketball team ought to be run. That's awesome.
It's really a simple question to Robert Sarver, too. Do you think, if you were ranking three ownerships, the Krafts, the Holtz of San Antonio, and you, where do you rank? What Monty Williams is saying is, I've seen these ownership groups. Now I'll be able to come in and judge, what are you doing?
But what is he implying? What is he implying right here when he brings this up? He's implying the fact that, listen, I would have never come here. Believe me, I've got experience. I understand what the San Antonio Spurs do and what the New England pay. He wouldn't have come here if, in fact, it wasn't going to be like that. That's what he's implying, right? I think it's further evidence. It's further proof. Yes, I'm an optimist. There's no doubt about it. Yes, I'm a positive person. But I think it's further proof that things are going to change for real, because Monty Williams had options.
I'm with you on the optimism this time because of a point that I'm totally stealing from Dan Bickley, who's coming up at 10 o'clock. And that is, this whole time I have been not a buyer into the threesome of Jones and Bowers and Monty Williams, because of one simple fact, that it's a constant theme that every time there's a new regime, they're all convinced they're going to be different, and they'll get Robert Sarver to agree with them. And they all say the same thing. If you stand up to Robert and explain it to Robert, Robert is only there to challenge you. Every new guy says Robert challenges everything. You show him that you're convicted, he'll believe in you, and you go forward. And all of them say that. And the truth is, that's actually what happens for about 6 months, maybe a year most. And then Robert thinks you guys don't know what you're doing and starts undermining everything. And every group, every regime has fallen trap to that Robert convinced them up front, I'm going to listen, and then doesn't. Yet this time, and this is where I'm stealing Bickley's point, this is the first time we heard the shot over the bowel, in which you had the NBA actually say, or you have an article, which clearly is from an NBA source, saying they're not happy with the way the Suns are being run.
Can you play any other Monty stuff? Do you have that?
Or obviously, being in San Antonio has helped in that situation there, but OKC is the same, you know, having been with Sam and watched him with that particular ownership group, it does start at the top.
Starts at the top right there. Did he say anything else as well, Doug Lease? Because we played a cut earlier where he was literally talking about squashing talent, right? Squashing the talent. And you know what? Honestly, you don't want rules, because rules squash creativity as well. Do we have that cut, or is that not possible?
I mean, it would have been nice for you to ask at the beginning. Okay. You'd like it.
I just thought we had a dictionary, if you will.
One of many things I've learned, Pop used a phrase at a camp coaches retreat that we went to with him. You know, rules stifle talent.
Oh!
You know, the one thing coaches, at least for me, I have to be careful of anything in my program that stifles talent, stifles creativity, because the players that are in the league are creative.
That is so interesting right now. I mean, if you're a boss, if you create a culture right now, you should listen to what Monty Williams is saying to you. You should listen to what he's saying, because it's so true right now. Yes, you're going to always have rules. You're going to have parameters. There's no doubt about it. Keep them on the periphery, please. Allow people, give them the ability, empower people to be creative. Empower people to use their talents inside of those parameters. Imagine a circle right now, drawing the circle, the outside line of that circle right there, right? No denying it. You need parameters. There's got to be limitations. But then your employees also have to know everything inside of that circle. Everything inside of that circle is theirs. What are you going to make? What are you going to make out of that? It's one of the things, too. There's a lot of psychologists will tell you, right, that children, they need rules. They need to know what the rules are. They need the parameters. You need to set them, but you don't want to do it where you're in their face all the time, right? You want to give them the rules and the parameters. And then once they know what the rules are, oh, my goodness, they explode. They grow, personally grow, because they've got all this in here. There is a confidence builder that suddenly they embrace because they know what the limitations are. Very interesting study right here. But what he just said, the fact that Monty Williams is literally critiquing himself, saying, I've got to be careful as a coach that I'm not squashing creativity.
Devin, he's an offensive machine, and so I don't want to get in his way. And so that's why I believe spending time with the guys and talking to them about what they want to do with their careers is important. And then I can fit that into our program to hopefully make it better.
That was a good cut, but it wasn't as good as what he just said. All right. Honestly, in the power poll of Monty Williams cuts, what he's just said last, the fact that rules squash creativity, rule kills talent, that is brilliant.
Coming up next, this is brilliant. 9:30 on a Friday. What just happened? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go, Masonians. Yes, indeed. Gather on the transistor and press the ear. The Doug and Wolf Show, well into hour number four on a Cowbell Friday.
What we do Fridays at 9:30 is we make sure you realize, wow, that just happened this week. Sometimes you relive the misery. Sometimes you're reminded that it's a good week. Working for the weekend, Fridays at 9:30. What just happened? What happened is Cardinals OTAs, there's no Pat P, there's no Fitz, there's no David Johnson to start.
That's all part of it. I mean, it's voluntary, and we understand that. And so if guys miss, we have a plan to get them caught up.
Do they communicate to you ahead of time?
Yes. Yeah. There's been great communication in that regard.
Interesting. Patrick Peterson not at OTAs, and yet Alex Smith of the Redskins is at OTAs. He can't do anything, and he's there.
That's probably why he's there right there. Have you noticed there have been other veterans across the league that have missed? You want a piece of
my heart? The Diamondbacks can't hit, And yet this is happening in Reno.
Yasmani Tomas, the designated hitter, hit four home runs. He went 5 for 6, knocked in 8.
As Paul Calvisi has been demanding, we ask, we do not demand, is it time to free Tomas?
Yasmani Tomas, well, the Diamondbacks did bring somebody up, didn't they? Kevin Crone, as a matter of fact, apparently up here to battle with woke Christian Woke Walker, who's now asleep.
Then there is what happened on the field thanks to Fox Sports Arizona. Pitching great, everything else not.
He did everything he could to keep us in this game. And, you know, unfortunately, we just we built a couple of innings and a couple of situations and only scored one run. And that's really the name of the game.
I know it's easy to say, why did you trade Goldie if your offense stinks? But here's the truth. Right now, Goldie stinks in May, and Luke Weaver and Carson Kelly are doing just fine.
Yeah, it's amazing right there, right? Paul Goldschmidt is struggling a little bit here in May. Go figure.
On Tuesday, the press conference. Suns fans meet Monty.
The way that I'd like to play will be based on our team. We don't know right now what the team is going to look like, but we will play through Devin and DeAndre.
This is exactly what I think the Phoenix Suns need right now. I think Monty Williams is the perfect guy for this situation. Just the fact that he's going to lay down the parameters, right? You're going to get somebody that's going to keep his players accountable. Isn't that right, DeAndre Ayton? Walk up and ask you, what are you doing? Not yelling at you while he's doing it. But you're going to know that he's for real and he's serious when he asks you.
But the story itself of Monty being hired wasn't the highlight. The highlight was finding out that Robert Sarver actually did something we'd never thought he'd do. He called Jerry Colangelo to ask about Monty Williams. Wow. What a change. Jerry joined Burns and Gambo.
I'm not speaking for Robert. I can only speak for myself. I never had any issue whatsoever with Robert Sarver.
Further proof, Basinonians, things are changing inside the organization of the Phoenix Suns. Isn't that right, Robert Sarver?
Unfortunately, Tuesday night, things did not change for the Diamondbacks offense.
Zach did a tremendous job today. You know, he just got clipped for a two-run home run, and that was a difference in the game. And we're all dealing with a bunch of frustration right now. But we got to figure out a way to turn the page and get it ready tomorrow.
That's Torrey Lovello to Fox Sports Arizona saying, we've got to get something going. We've got to get this offense going. And about 11 hours after he said it, it happened again.
We got to regroup the troops. We got to find a way to make it better. There's no doubt about it. We're all frustrated. We know this game's hard, but this is a very, very talented group, and I'm going to bet on them.
The Diamondbacks in a swoon right now after losing 5 in a row, 0-3 on this 10-game interdivision road trip. That's going to determine whether or not they're going to have a good May. That's what it comes down to.
Now, this did not happen on Wednesday, because we're at Wednesday during the week right now. But this is going back a ways to set up what did happen on Wednesday.
And we get to play some real football today, you know? That's what it all come down to. Oklahoma drill. That's like the highlight of training camp.
That's from the Hard Knocks episode before the Cincinnati Bengals started practice with the Oklahoma drill. Yet the league has made player safety recommendations and says the Oklahoma drill should no longer be used at training camp.
The football universe weeps, Basinonians. What are you doing to my game?
Bickley and Murata, live at Wolf's game at Cardinals headquarters saying, hey, Justin Pugh, isn't Kyler Murray everything everyone's dreamed of?
He's got to go out there and he's got to earn it. He's got to earn the respect of his teammates. That's not given in the NFL. You got to come in here and you got to earn that. And he's starting out on the right foot. He's got to keep going. He's got to keep progressing and keep getting better and better every day.
I'm done after the Oklahoma being eliminated one-on-one. Honestly, you got to bring that back right now, please. What do you think of that, Justin Pugh? What do you think of that?
Then we found out Rashawn Holmes for the Suns was arrested for marijuana possession. Now we start our Thursday. Bob Nightingale, do you have to trade the man, Zach Greinke?
If you can trade a Goldschmidt, you can certainly trade a Greinke.
Ding, 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 ding. No offense, Zach.
Think about what the general manager said during spring training. hey, we have to atone for the fact that we had Paul Goldschmidt and didn't go to the playoffs. Well, what does that say if you have Zach Greinke and you don't go to the playoffs? Then there's the talk of what happened for the NBA first team, second team, and third team. 100 people voted. One person.
Who are these people?
Said Devin Booker's a third team person. One out of 100. That one was not Dave Pasch.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness,
David. You got to pick six guards. Six.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that as a yes.
Klay Thompson got snubbed.
Klay Thompson.
Not Devin Booker. Right, Klay there. Thompson got snubbed.
David, who are these people that are with you on this secretive, very secretive, selective 100 panel board? Who are these people?
Then yesterday, Gambo reports what I consider a philosophical shift in which they're not taking May lying down, and the Diamondbacks have called up Kevin Crone to join the team for this series against the San Francisco Giants. So the Ain't No Fang podcast starring Bear had Ryan Radke on the show. That's the voice of your Reno Aces.
Okay.
Who is Kevin Crone?
The way that he has hit the ball. And, you know, he's more than just a slugger. He's not one of these guys that's got 21 home runs but is hitting 248. You know, I mean, he's
right.
Also hitting well over 300.
Does anybody think Ryan Radke sounds like Bernsey in a synthesizer?
No, I do not think that.
Sure?
The way that he has hit the ball. And, you know, he's...
Yeah, he does.
Would it be great if that O was pronounced ah, as in cron, and not prone?
No, it wouldn't.
It
and
just
then today,
so tough. Cron.
Tim Kirkjian, one of the
Tron.
Leading baseball historians of all time, says, "Hey, do the Diamondbacks have to trade Zach Greinke?"
Well, you don't have to do anything, but I think it's recommended if you're not going to make the playoffs and you have a guy making $35 million a year.
So
there's no doubt about it.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
Especially the way that $35 million a year guy is pitching right now. There's no denying it. There will be a market for Zach Greinke.
That's Working for the Weekend in honor of our troops. Coming up next, Paul's Call. Hopefully... does an ode to Loverboy, because he loves it. Next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Everybody's
working for the weekend. Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. Stop into one of their 20 Valley locations or online at brooklynbetting.com. Brooklyn Betting, helping you sleep better.
Hey, it's your call, man.
Oh, no.
It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
I mean, here I am flatlining all morning, right? I mean,
boy, you got that right.
Morning radio exhaustion. Barely have a stinking pulse.
Struggling.
You know? And then for wearing a hat and glasses, I get ripped.
I'll bring my glasses with me.
Right.
So I have them.
Right. So I'm a dork, huh?
My date's a flute-toting band dork.
You guys behind my back call me Paulie Pocket Protector.
You're giving me the right. It's not you, it's me
that's
routine?
Great. Did you guys see Andrew Luck meeting Tom Hanks this week?
You like living here?
It's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love watching you play.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Really
Tom Hanks, big Hollywood star.
I don't know anything about Ryan. I don't care.
And Hanks is a big fan of the Colts quarterback.
How often have you suffered because of your last name? I'm guessing for the moment, what, Pop Warner football?
It goes both ways. Yeah.
Okay,
does.
Now listen to the laughter in the meet and greet, right? Okay, listen.
Basically, in sports, you get made fun of for everything. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You build skin like an armadillo, as an old coach used to say.
Skin like an armadillo. Andrew Luck cracking himself up like Wolf with Nick Bosa this morning.
April.
Yeah. Right. So that laugh, Wolf. Listen to Tom Hanks now ask Andrew about social media.
Is social media after the game?
No. I stay off of social
that,
media.
That is...
I'm just a little too old for social media,
the,
I feel.
The secret of...
I mean, Paul, that's good.
That laugh is so Stanford.
The secret of... getting
I mean, you're a Pro Bowl franchise quarterback. You can get all the ladies and you laugh like this.
The secret of getting...
I mean, who are you? Kawhi Leonard? That was still so shocking.
Paul, where have you been?
Or worse, an ex-fullback? Yeah. Okay, you know what you all get? The sawed-off shotgun of sports! Sports takes and self-awareness in every direction.
And he defended his own mental fitness.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
The quote of the week from the pulpit of the president last night as...
I'm an extremely stable genius.
And since we're not poly politics...
Next question.
We're just going to move it along.
Next question.
Speaking of Hollywood stars, gentlemen, did you catch Jamie Foxx this week?
Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother.
That's a clip from a live TV show that got big ratings this week.
Strong ratings for ABC's live version of The Jeffersons and All in the Family. It was the best ratings in that time slot in 7 years.
Totally missed it, forgot to DVR it. Still, it was a ding, but it wasn't perfect. Listen to the gaffe as Jamie Foxx gets tongue-tied. Play the clip.
But you know, we were broke, so all we could afford, all could we could, all is live.
Uh-oh.
Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up.
Right. There you go, network TV.
That just happened.
That's good, Paul.
I mean, the red light's on, you know? You guys prove it every day.
We'll do it live! Right. I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
That's right. Just like our lie detector is always on, yeah. Adam Gase.
We signed him. I'm excited we have him.
Adam Gase yesterday on Le'Veon Bell.
We signed him. I'm excited we have him.
No, sorry. Stop right there. The Jets head coach then asked about his now former GM, Mike Maccagnan.
Majority of the time, me and Mike were always on the same page.
Majority of the time, we were always.
Yeah, the majority of the time, and then I stumbled four times.
Majority of the time, me and Mike were always on the same page.
That's enough.
Eyes shifting all over.
That's enough of the polygraph there. You know what? Can we play the best thing I heard all week?
Keenan Lowe, a man who lived to the best of his abilities.
Frank Caliendo, a true genius. A true stable genius.
Yes.
Frankie, you know, I mean.
He's an onion.
On the Doug and Wolf show here, and he weighs in on a real-life hero after Doug had, had elaborated on character counts.
If we were all like Keenan Lowe, we would all be on a Keenan high. That's why character counts.
I mean,
right here on Doug and Wolf. Use it anytime you want, fellas.
And we will, Frankie.
I mean, that was off the cuff. That's the best ad lib I've heard in a long time.
Is Paul.
You know, now who's Keenan Lowe?
Well, that's talent right there, Paul.
The only thing better is the Keenan Lowe story, the high school football coach in Oregon who ran to a building on campus to confront a school shooter.
The door opens, and, you know, I'm within arm's length of the door. You know, there's a kid with a gun, a shotgun, as soon as that door opens.
He explained his story to the Oregon media, the former Oregon Duck receiver for Marcus Mariota.
I lunged for the gun, put two hands on the gun, and he had his two hands on the gun, and obviously the students are, you know, running out of the classroom and screaming. And, you know, I'm just making sure that barrel of the gun isn't pointing towards them or towards me. And, you know, I was able to wrestle it away and, you know, kind of save the day.
Stand at the ready for this, brother.
And what did he feel? Concern for the student gunman.
I felt compassion for the kid, to be honest. You know, I had a real life conversation. You know, obviously he broke down and I just wanted to let him know that I was there for him. I told him I was there to save him. I was there for a reason and that this is a life worth living.
If I can borrow your howl, Wolf.
That is the best thing ever.
Yeah. Big finish.
It's time once again for No Comprendo.
So your house, your casa, gets broken into.
You fucking sneaky bastard.
Now notice I didn't say it got robbed or ripped off.
A strange home break-in.
They scrubbed everything, did the shower, did the toilets.
And more.
What?
Are you insane?
Some guy in Marlboro Mass.
Nate Roman says when he came home from work, he could tell there was a break-in, even though...
Because nothing had been taken.
Nothing stolen.
Makes no sense at all.
It's not...
Dude, where's my car?
No, there was nothing gone. There was... But...
Instead...
They scrubbed everything.
What?
Scrubbed everything down, did the shower, did the toilets.
Rugs vacuumed, beds made.
They cleaned his house like professionals.
Sounds like an intervention, Paul.
No comprendo.
Because it can always get worse.
They crafted origami flowers.
Toilet paper roses were left on my toilet paper rolls.
Just stop
no
it.
No comprendo.
Did they leave a mint on your pillow?
At first. It was terrifying. Now he says of his 5-year-old son. He's like, Daddy, Daddy, you think they'll come back? And I'm like,
yeah. No, Dad.
Stop.
Dad's not laughing.
Not good for Daddy.
You know, I mean, these dirt bags, they broke, but they missed a spot in the kitchen.
Yeah,
finish the kitchen?
Finish the kitchen, right? Yeah.
He's changed the locks.
I hope you have changed locks there, buddy.
What is Paul? DOS fairies? What you're saying?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on out
dirt
here?
Dirt bags.
I have no answers.
Maybe that was the problem. There was dirt everywhere.
I only have questions. Can I have permission to bolt?
You can drive back to Phoenix.
Yeah, Paul.
Thanks, Sean Miller. Hey, intern who isn't here. Did you hear Coach Miller? He said, hustle out there, pull my car around.
This has been another edition of Paul's Call.
Even though I've been a for weeks.
Now, kindly get off Paul.
How are busy. They?
He's busy.
And then I start hearing, well, Magic, you're not working hard enough.
My dad says you don't work hard enough on defense.
Oh. The hell I don't.
Hey, Magic and Kareem, you guys need to remember our saying, win or lose, we still lose.
No,
stay thirsty,
Paul.
My friend.
Stay frosty, Arizona.
Meet me.
Sierra Nevada time.
Elvis has just the left the building.
Yes, Paul's gone.
Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel? Doug and Wolf's.
It's all about the you. It's all about the you.
Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
My big takeaway from today's show, Aaron Rodgers is nothing compared to Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady.
You're right. I get a call from a D-back source yesterday. Hey, Calvisi, all the work you've been putting in all week on Free Tomas. Yeah, they're bringing up the other kid. So there you go. How's that taste?
Listen, Basinonians, I got a 3-day weekend. I got no time for this.
Free Tomas!